home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Pete Euler is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Emporia. Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KVUA News Time is 8:26, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. And Melissa Owen joins us in studio to talk about the Rage Against the Stigma Men's Mental Wellness event this weekend.
Yeah, big day coming up on Saturday. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here.
Absolutely.
Well, we got big activities, Melissa, and really one big activity with a lot of different features to it coming up Saturday. Let's talk about Rage Against the Stigma, and before we dive into those different components, really why this is such a big deal for you.
We definitely wanted to do something that geared towards men's mental wellness specifically because, you know, it's hard for men to step forward and say that they need help, that they're struggling. So we wanted to create a fun event, an interactive event, where men could come together, participate in things that they like to do, and hopefully start the conversation about mental wellness.
Well, and you put together quite a lineup of things. You mentioned, you know, sometimes men a little bit difficult, you know, to come forward and say, you know, I do have a problem,
right,
and I do have issues, or I do need help, and hopefully reaching out this way, you can maybe get some guys out there, huh?
I hope that's the whole idea. I have a committee of men who have been great, coming from all different backgrounds and just trying to get a whole different kind of hodgepodge of what do you do for your own self-care when you're stressed out, when you're overwhelmed. And so they came up with a great list of activities, a lot of variety, I think. There should be something for everybody that comes.
Well, let's talk about some of the activities happening because they are aplenty, it looks like, Melissa.
Yes. Yes, so one of the big ones that they wanted to do was a weightlifting competition. They said something had to be competitive for men. So we're going to have it'll be like a bench weightlifting contest. There's also disc golf. We're going to do a putting contest. We have axe throwing that's coming. We have an art therapist who's coming to have an art therapy event. A car show will be part of it. A car show is by free will donation. We just want you to show and shine your vehicle. Just a lot of great things. An RC car racing track we have that's coming for people to kind of, you know, play with that as well.
You mentioned here about, you know, the different components here, and I guess the question comes up, why is it so important to have so many different features here with this particular event, or maybe others that'll be on the calendar here for Beacon for Hope, but when you have an event, I know in a lot of cases it's one thing, or maybe there's two. You've got at least 10 that are coming up here on Saturday.
We really wanted to try to tap into just any type of way we could reach out to somebody. We're always looking for unique ways to get people interested in coming to one of our events, even if they're hesitant. So we thought having multiple activities would draw in a different crowd, and hopefully men would bring their buddies, their friends, their wives, their girlfriends, their families. It is family friendly. We want the whole family to come out as well to support, just as much support and activities that we could get to get more people involved.
So food trucks there too?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, indeed. So let's talk about your speaker for the event coming up on Saturday.
So it's Officer Anthony Brown. He is not only a current Emporia Police Department officer, but he is also a veteran. So he will speak about his lived experience with his own mental wellness journey. It's very impactful, and I think it'll really connect with individuals in the crowd.
I think we had you on promoting this a couple of weeks ago. I think local veteran too, Frank Lowry,
yes,
was here, and he's involved with this too.
He is, yes. Well, Frank helps me with our Hope with Horsepower car show that we host every fall, and so he was definitely somebody that I wanted to reach out to because he has spoken openly about his own mental health struggles and the importance of veterans seeking help, and even over the age of 55, really seeking help and connecting with others.
You know, one of the things, too, that you'd mentioned a couple of times here over the last month or so on our airwaves is just how men's mental wellness or signs of trouble when it comes to men's mental wellness are so different from what people would consider, I guess, maybe as typical for women. Men seem to get a lot more withdrawn when things start going the way they don't think they should.
Absolutely, and that's one of the major warning signs, I would say, with men is the isolation, the withdrawing. You know, they can go to work, they can perform kind of the task that's needed for the day. But once they come home and they isolate themselves, if they have families, they're withdrawn from the family. They tend to go off on a room by themselves. So, and it's very difficult for a man to reach out to even, you know, a loved one to say, hey, you know, I'm really struggling. Because as, you know, as women, we try to fix things and we want to know, you know, what's wrong, and really try to start that conversation. And most of the time when you have an individual who's struggling and, you know, is everything okay? And they'll say, you know, I'm fine. We drop the conversation when we can tell that they're not fine, but getting that individual to open up is really hard.
So will there be resources there to direct maybe men in the right direction?
Absolutely. We have a special resource that we just created for men to let them know that we support them and that, you know, all the things, it's okay that you don't have to man up, that it's okay to have feelings. We have 24/7 resources available, too, so they know who they can talk to because we understand that a crisis, unfortunately, doesn't always happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Rage Against the Stigma is the title. Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention hosting this wonderful event. Peter Pan Park.
Yes, yes.
Will be the location. What's our time?
From 10 to 2. Yes.
And Chuck, what about that forecast for Saturday? Melissa's kind of wondering about that.
I know. I'm kind of wondering, too, unfortunately, because we got rainfall in the morning, the way it appears. Showers likely with possible thunderstorms up until lunchtime. And then there's a chance, it says, of showers and thunderstorms. So it looks like the better chance of rainfall is going to be in the morning. Hopefully we can get that cleared out before everything really launches 10 a.m. on Saturday.
If we do have adverse weather, do you have a backup date, Melissa?
We do. We will be rescheduling for September 29th. That is a Sunday. Okay. And it'll be before the Chiefs game, so you can get home to watch that Chiefs game.
So you wise
move right.
There. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you're going to get guys out. I mean,
you do have to consider the schedule when
that's
you get
right.
into football. That's right. Outstanding. Well, Melissa, what else do you want us to know here, either about Rage Against the Stigma or really maybe a status report on how things are going here when it comes to the mental wellness picture here locally?
We would love for you to check out Beacon for Hope's brand new webpage that we have. It has all of our currently scheduled events on there. So if you're not able to make it to the Rage Against the Stigma this Saturday, we hope you can make it to one of our other upcoming events that we have. We just really want to know, we want you to know that we want you to bring your friends, your family, just anybody to the event to support somebody who might be struggling and to get the resources for somebody that might be struggling.
Well, it's wonderful you're putting this event together and helping those that may be in need. It's a great resource for men and women, too. I mean, obviously, you provide a great service here, have done great work. So Beacon for Hope, Suicide Prevention, Rage Against the Stigma, Men's Mental Wellness Event happening at Peter Pan Park this Saturday from 10 until 2. Melissa, thanks for coming up this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Our Newsmaker 2 segment, Chuck, brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272. Good morning. It's 834.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General says it has opened an investigation into the Secret Service's handling of security for former President Trump on the day that gunman Thomas Crooks tried to assassinate